I'm sorry for the ones that was outside couldn't hear me. What I was saying, Brother Larry's been teaching on Paul's mission field. His one, first mission, second, and third mission, his journey to Rome. And our thought's going to be today over in Timothy in the fourth chapter. We'll get to our text in a minute, but he said, I've finished my course. And staying on course and being willing to follow after God and making sure we stay where we're supposed to be and being where we're supposed to be. I think that's something very important. But I want to take a reading lesson about some people that the nation of Israel and how they got off course. And they got off course bad. And they got off course in such a way it took 40 years. They paid a price, 40 years for it. That's getting off course. I'll be honest with you, some of our churches for the last 40 or 50 years have got kind of off course on some things and to do with fellowship, and we're still wandering around the wilderness because of that today. And I pray that we'll finally see the error of our way and correct that and get back on course again. But in Numbers chapter 14, we find where God had told Moses to send one from each of the tribes to go and spy out the land where he had gave to them. And so they went and went with what was gone 40 days to the spy and find out. And they come back, and here's where they give the report. And it's going to have to read quite a bit. We're going to have to read into the 14th chapter a little ways, and then we're going to have to go on deeper in the 40th chapter. But I feel like we need to kind of get it all out here. And then we want to try to talk about being where you need to be, having faith to go where the Lord would have you to go, and doing the things we should do. And I hope we'll be able to finish that God can get us back on course and get our thoughts back together. And it says in the 25th verse, they've come, they're returning to give their answer on what they'd went to search out. And they returned from searching the land after 40 days. And they went and came unto Moses and Aaron and all the congregation of the children of Israel and unto the wilderness. And Paran and Kadesh and brought back the word unto them, unto all the congregation, and shewed them the fruit of the land. And they told him and said, we came unto the land whither thou sendest us, and surely it floweth with milk and honey, and this is the fruit of it. Nevertheless, the people be strong that dwell in the land, and the cities are walled and are very great. And moreover, we saw the children of Anak there, and the Amalites dwell in that land in the south, and the Hittites and the Jebusites and the Amorites dwell in the mountains, and the Canaanites dwell in the sea and by the coast of Jordan. And Caleb stilled the people before Moses and said, let us go up at once and possess it, for we are well able to overcome it. But the men that went up with him said, we be not able to go up against the people, for they are stronger than we. And they brought up an evil report in the land which they had searched unto the children of Israel, saying, the land through which we have gone to search it is a land that eateth up in the habitations thereof, and all the people that we saw in it are men of great stature. And they there we saw the giants, the sons of Anak, which come of the giants, and we were in their own sight as grasshoppers. And so we were in their sight. Now going on into the 14th chapter, it says, and all the congregation lifted up their voice and cried and wept and that night. And the children of Israel mourned against Moses and against Aaron and the whole congregation, and said unto them, would God that we had died in the land of Egypt, or would God we had had died in the wilderness, and wherefore hath the Lord brought us unto the land to fall by the sword, that our wives and our children should be prey. Were it not better for us to return into Egypt? And they said to one another, let us make a captain and let us return into Egypt. Then Moses and Aaron fell on their faces before the assembly of the congregation and the children of Israel. And Joshua the son of Nun and the Caleb the son of Jephunneh, which were of them that searched the land, rent their clothes and spake. Now this is what they said, Caleb and Joshua said, and they spake unto all the company of the children of Israel, saying, the land which we pass through to search it is an exceeding good land. If the Lord delight in us, then he will bring us into this land and give it to us, a land which floweth with milk and honey. And only rebel not against the Lord, neither fear ye the people of the land, for they are a bread for us. Their defense is departed from them, and the Lord is with us. Fear them not. And I want you to realize today, even today, us as God's people, our fear of change. I feel like the Lord is wanting to bless His people right now. I believe we've come and gone through some hard times, and I believe He truly wants to bless us with a land of milk and honey. I believe He wants to bless Hilltop Church, but we can't be afraid to let Him bless us. If He's wanting to bless us, be willing to go forth and do the things He'd have us to do. Some of them, there was only two that thought they was able to take this land. There was only two that had faith in God that He'd be able to deliver that land unto them. The rest of them said, hey, it ain't possible. These men are giants. They have walls. There's some of them here around the water. There's some in the mountains. They're everywhere. We can't beat them. But I want you to know, with God, you can overcome anything. But these people got off course. And when they got off course, I want you to know there was a price to be paid for that. There'll always be a price to be paid when we get off course. We live in a land today. They was ready to go back into bondage. We live in a land today. You say, how could they be given freedom? How could they be willing to go back under bondage? I want you to know, we live in a country today that people are willing to go into socialism. I want you to realize that today we're no different than they was. We want somebody to take care of us. They got comfortable in Egypt. They'd been there for a while. They'd been fed. They'd been took care of. Yes, they were slaves to the man, but they didn't care. They was comfortable in that. Listen, today, our nation right now wants somebody to take care of them. They don't care if they're in bondage at all. I want you to know that's bad. God has given us this nation. I want you to know it's just like the land of the milk and honey. He's given it to us, and we don't need to be afraid. We need to have faith in God and not turn back. But because they wasn't willing to go the course and go all the way with God, and you have to go all the way with Him. Amen. There had to be a punishment. We're going to read that, and then we're going to go over and talk about the course. We're going to talk about some people that got off course. And I've been one of them. You may not have, but I have. I got saved when I was 14 years old, and wasn't no time I was off course. I want you to realize it took me years to get back on course. But since I have, I walked in the land of milk and honey. I want you to know it's more to, I'm thankful I'm saved. I'm thankful I'm going to heaven, but it's more to it than just that. I want you to know you can live a life here that can be prosperous, a land of milk and honey right here.
if you'll get on course and follow after God. I want you to realize they murmured. They said, will we die here? Oh, why did you bring us out? They murmured when they didn't have nothing to eat and God fed them. They murmured when they didn't have water to drink and God gave them water. I want you to know they murmured. We murmur over and over. When God's trying to bless us, He's trying to give us a land where we can live in. He's trying to give us services where we can be blessed in. He's trying to bless us and we're afraid to let Him. Doubtless, now I'm going to go into this 14th chapter to the 30th verse. Doubtless ye shall not come into the land concerning which I swear to make you dwell. Therein save Caleb the son of Jephunneh and Joshua the son of Nun, but your little ones, which ye said should be a prey to them, will I bring in. And they shall know the land which ye have despised. But as for you and your carcass, they shall fall in the wilderness, and your children shall wander in the wilderness for 40 years and bear your whoredoms until your carcasses be wasted in the wilderness. And after the number of the days which ye search the land, even 40 days, each day for a year shall ye bear your iniquities, even 40 years, and ye shall know of my breach of my promise. Listen to me. They the one broke the promise. God did break the promise. He is not slack in His promises, but they broke the promises and wouldn't do what God told them to do. And I want you to know, folks, because of that, there was a price to be paid. And I want you to know, every time you're not willing to follow after God and do what He commands you to do, there will be a price to be paid. Now I want to get over here to our text, if the Lord will let us. And then we're going to try to preach a while. It said over there in the seventh verse of 7th Timothy in the 4th chapter, he said, I've fought a good fight. I've finished my course and I've kept the faith. Oh, I pray someday I'll be able to preach that. I preached on finishing well one time. I think it's important, but I don't only want to finish well. I want to travel whatever days I got left, if it's 5, 10 years, 30 years, if it's 40 years, I travel the course and stay on it. And fight a good fight and keep the faith. I want you to listen to me today. I will talk a little bit about the prodigal son and how he got off course. I believe that's a beautiful picture about a lost person, but I also believe it's a beautiful picture about somebody that's been saved and got out into the world and had to come back to the Father. Listen to me, this young man, he got off course. He saw the things the world had to offer. Over the 7th chapter of Matthew, it talks about a straight and narrow way and a broad way. Listen to me. I want you to know there's a path for you to be on. And this young man decided to get off the path. He decided to get off the road and the course, and he decided he wanted to try the broad way a while. He told his father, he said, give me what's got coming to me. He wanted his inheritance. Now I want you to know something today. If you're willing to get off course, God will allow you. He'll let you. He won't make you do anything. And this young man wanted to go out and try it for a while. I'll wake up and listen to me a while this morning. You might be the next ones off course for a little while. Listen to me a while today. I want you to know I've been there. Your children can get there. You can be there. Next week, I want you to understand today. It don't take long. It just takes a little while going to sleep, and then your eyes, I'll go down a little while, and your mind get relaxed, and the next thing you know, you'll be afraid to serve God. This young man said, give it to me, and he did. He gave him his money and he went out and spent it on righteousness. All the things was evil. I want you to know, next thing you know, everything was gone. All the money was gone. He didn't have no friends. When the money was gone, your friends is gone. You'll find that in life. You got a pocket full of money, everybody's your buddy, but you let the money be gone and all of a sudden everybody else is gone too. Listen to me. This man got down to a point he was eating with a swine. He realized where he was at and he realized how well he had it with the Father. He turned around and he went back to the Father. Listen to me. You can get back on course. There was a man named Jonah. One time God was sending him to a place called Nineveh and Jonah didn't want to go. He thought those people was beneath him. They was Gentiles. He didn't want to go there. I want you to know. And so he fled to a land called Tarshish. I want you to realize today you'll never find peace if you go the wrong direction. I want you to know this man jumped on a ship and at Joppa and headed out toward Tarshish. I want you to realize it wasn't long till the storm come along, just like it did with the prodigal son. And when it got off course, this man was going along. Here comes the storm. Now I want you to know the ship was going to sink. I want you to realize the people prayed and cast lots was on that ship. They come to Jonah and they asked him, "Is this your fault?" He said, "I serve the Lord God." And they knew then. They done everything they could to save this man. They paddled as hard as they could. I think that's what the church ought to do. Do everything we can to try to keep up. My brother come in here last Sunday night, preached to us about restoring a brother, not being so judgmental. I think we should do everything we can, paddle as hard as we can to keep them above. But listen, it come a place that either the whole ship was going to sink or Jonah was going to sink. I want you to know they cast him overboard, and they cast him overboard, and he ended up in the belly of the whale 3 days and 3 nights. There had to be a price to be paid. Listen to me, church, there's a price to be paid when you get off course. We're paying it today. Long about 1969, I think it was, when the law of this mess started. I want you to know that's been about 40 or 50 years. We're still walking around in the wilderness because of it today. We're still having our lost children are not being saved. I want you to know we're not having fellowship. I want you to realize when you get off course, there's a price to be paid. So Jonah repented and the Lord spit him up on the land, on dry land, out of the whale's mouth. He went into Nineveh and preached to them and the whole city repented. The king himself sat down in sackcloth and ashes and told them all to repent. Whole bunch repented and then Jonah didn't even like that. He went over yonder and sat under some kind of tree in the sun and just wished to die. I want you to realize, people, honey, if you don't want to serve God, you ain't got to. If you ain't willing to fight the fight, you can just sit there and just not do nothing. You can do like Elijah. You can go sit up, find your little juniper tree and sit there and feel sorry for yourself and be afraid to go out against the prophets of Baal. I want you to realize I know that man went through a lot. I know what he went through. I know he had more faith than Jeff Likens. But listen to me. He got to a point that he just went and sat down and said, "I'd just soon to die." That's what Jonah done. I want you to realize when you get to the place where you ain't got nowhere else to go, then there's God. Amen. Then there's God. And God said, Elijah, angel over there, and fed him bread and water and strengthened him. Come to him and talked to him in a still, small voice, and that man got up and went on and served the Lord. It's easy to get off course. You don't think it is, you just miss church two or three Sundays. We've got some now that ain't been here in two or three Sundays that worries the life out of me. I know y'all think, why does that man have to text me every time I miss two Sundays of church? If you ain't careful, it won't be long you'll be off course. I want to ask you a question. If I miss two Sundays in a row of church, would any of y'all question that?
Who here would just think that was okay? Raise your hand. If I didn't call, didn't say nothing, didn't show up, who thinks that would be acceptable? Then why should it be acceptable for you?
Amen. Amen.
So after a couple of Sundays, I'm going to text you. I'm going to say, where you been? We miss you. We love you. Now, I want you to know, if you don't answer me back, that's fine. Sometimes people don't answer me back. That's fine. I want you to know the Father will let you take your money and go on. I want you to know, but sooner or later, you'll find yourself with a swine. Sooner or later, you'll find yourself in the belly of the whale. Sooner or later, you'll find yourself wandering around in the wilderness, off course with God. I want you to know, it ain't me. I love you. I want the best for you. I'm not trying to be a jerk. I'm telling you, I love you. I've been there. I've wandered around in the wilderness for 8 years. I wouldn't go inside a church. I was running from my call to preach, scared to death to go. It looked like a giant to me. I was afraid of it. And I want you to know, after I finally got willing, all I felt was milk and honey. I've been there. I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about me. I'm talking about Jonah. I'm talking about Elijah. I'm talking about the children of Israel. I've been there. I've done it. You say, I'm not suffering yet. It's coming. If you're truly a child of God, if you're truly a child of God, I want you to know it's coming. He chastened them that are his. Sooner or later, he's going to lay you across your knees, his knees, and he's going to wear it out. And when you're wore out and you're down to where you don't have nowhere else to go, then guess what? You'll go to him.
Amen.
You don't have to go through all that to do that. You can just stay on course. Here lately, we've had several that's come back and made their apologies. And we've had some that's coming right through the Romans over there, and I'm so thankful for that work. It's coming here, uniting with the church, and putting their light on a candlestick, and they're starting their journey. They're starting their course. That's when you start it. It's not an ending, it's a beginning. If you'll go read over there, you'll find out about Paul, his course beginning in the Damascus.
Amen.
This was a man know the word of God.
Yes.
He said, he probably knew it better than anybody around.
Amen.
He sat under Gamaliel, and he was the chief of the teachers. But you know what happened to him after he was called to preach and he got saved? 3 years. He spent what? Not just studying the Word of God, but praying and learning what the Lord would have him to do. You know why he done that? That he wouldn't get off course. He wanted to be on course. They spent 400 years in bondage. I've heard Brother Kyle say, I believe it was Brother Kyle Reed, first person I ever heard say it, when they crossed the Red Sea, they could have been in the Promised Land, I believe he said, in 11 days. I ain't never studied that out. That was a pretty smart study, and I think. But he said they could be there in 11 days. It took them 40 years. Was it because the Promised Land kept moving? No, it was because their hearts kept moving. They wasn't willing to follow after God. They murmured and murmured and murmured, and they found every reason not to follow God. Jonah wasn't willing to follow God. Ended up in the belly of the whale. Prodigal son wasn't willing to the follower of God, ended up with the swines. Apostle Paul, he was on his way to Damascus to arrest, had papers, warrants, you might say, to go arrest them. And he might even would have killed some of them. There was a man there named Ananias, and I don't have no doubt he was going there to get that man. I've heard people argue there wasn't no church there in Damascus. Listen, if there wasn't no church there, why was Paul wasting his time going there? He got letters. He headed out there. And on the way, God brought him down in that road. And Paul got saved. And it changed and started his course. He had been a man trying to serve God the whole time. But you don't see back on them maps where all he'd been before. Because it didn't matter. But after he got saved on Damascus, there was a starting line. And for that man, it ended in that last journey. There in Rome. And he wrote the letter there to Timothy. And he was encouraging him. That's what I'm trying to do to you today. I'm not trying to be a jerk. I'm trying to encourage you. Keep going. I wish some of them was here today. I had on my heart, but some is. Keep going. And he got to the point and he wrote to Timothy. He said, I fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. I'm ready to be offered up. And henceforth there's laid up for me a crown of righteousness, but not only for me, but for all those that love his appearing. I want you to know there's laid up for me a crown of righteousness. I want you to know I want to stay on course. Hilltop, stay on course. Don't give up the fight. Amen. Don't let whoever president is, whoever's in Congress, whoever's in Senate, don't turn back to Egypt. Amen. He's got a land of milk and honey for us. Listen to me. I ain't talking about heaven either. I'm talking about right here. Right here. We'll fight the good fight. And then someday we'll sure enough get to go and cross the River Jordan into the land of milk and honey. But right now, right here, if we'll stay on course, we can have blessings like you've never seen. I've been caught and mixed in between and everything, the church growing and everything. I get scared to death. Well, the church is growing. What if the church grows and a bunch comes in? We don't fit in. We all don't get along. Then have a big split. Just tear us all to pieces. Lord, what we going to do? Does that sound like some giants to y'all? Amen. Right. Do I feel like a grasshopper? Looking up at giants and look at all these problems. These things could happen. We could get whooped. This could come to an end. Listen. If we're scared of the land of milk and honey, then he'll let us wander around the wilderness. Don't be afraid.
Amen.
I ain't saying go on and build on the church and build a bigger. That ain't what I'm talking about. But we can't be afraid of the church growing. If we're afraid of growing, that ain't faith.
Amen.
That's what we're supposed to be about. We're supposed to be about getting them saved. We're supposed to be about them uniting with the church. And the church growing. You say, well, Brother Jeff, when it falls apart, we'll tell you about it. Well, tell me. I want to be Caleb.
Amen.
I want to be Joshua.
Yeah.
I want to say that God is bigger than Goliath. Because what did David say? Is there not a cause, Daniel? He preached that at Buffalo down there one Sunday evening. They had a fellowship meeting down there. I'll never forget it, buddy. That's one of them I'll take with me to my grave. A little young preacher got up there and he looked out there to me directly in my eyes. And I know you wouldn't mean it, David. He might as well said, Brother Jeff, is it not a cause? And all I could say was, Amen. Amen. Don't let who's ever in the White House rule over you. Amen. Pick a smooth stone up out of the brook. Now, I ain't saying go and harm nobody, but what I'm saying is have faith that God will bring them down. David didn't bring Goliath down. God did. Amen. Moses didn't part the Red Sea. God did. He brought Paul down on the road to Damascus and started his course. It's up to us. We can be fearful and not willing to go forward. And we can just sit still and our children pay the price for it.
That's right.
Or we march on. Put trust in God that He'll take care of things. Listen to me. I ain't calling. There's a couple young men here that's joined the church. Y'all are so humble.
Amen.
One of you have been saved. Both of you have been saved a while. Amen. Everybody going to know who I'm talking about. I can't help it. I'm proud of you. I don't know exactly. I believe you stood up earlier. What day did you stand up on?
I don't remember. It was on the Bible.
It was on a great day, wasn't it?
Yes, sir. It was on a great day.
That was when your course started. You're like me. It seems like maybe you got off course a little while. Don't get back off. But another great day. It was, wasn't it? And I ain't saying you went out in the world. I ain't saying that. But if you're not doing what God's telling you to do, not following after Him, you're out in the world. And there was a price to be paid, wasn't it? You think you're too good for it? Not me. I'll not fall. We all can, can't we? I did. A lot of us have. Is there not a cause?
Amen.
Don't be afraid. Let not your hearts be troubled. He can take care of us. Y'all pray for us just a minute. They have healed also they hurt of the daughter of my people, slightly saying, peace, peace, when there is no peace. Or salam, salam. That's what they say over all time. Salam. And it means peace unto you. It's what the Jews say. They say, salam, peace unto you. And he said, there is no peace. Were they ashamed when they had committed abomination? Nay, they were not at all ashamed. Neither could they blush
Therefore they shall fall among them that fall. At the time that I visit them, they shall be cast down, and saith the Lord. Thus saith the Lord, stand ye in the ways, and see, and ask for the old paths. Where is the good way? And walk therein. And ye shall find rest for your soul. But they said, we will not walk therein. They got off course. They hewed them out, sisters. And they went for dead water when they had the living water. Stand ye in the way. Fight the good fight. Walk in the old paths. A path is something small. You can go through Atlanta, Georgia, and I don't know how many lanes it is now, but used to the... It was just... When I'd go through there, you go through there in the morning, you got to drive 100 miles an hour if you're going to keep up or you're going to get run over. But it's just 10 lanes. I don't know how many it is. It's a big, broad way, ain't it? And when all that comes to a halt, it's a mess. It's destruction. They all just pile up. You go in down there at Sheila's them farm, drive up in there probably 3/4 mile, just a pig path up in the dead end of a holler. That's all it leads to. They used to say if you was going up there, there was a purpose for it. On that straight and narrow way, if you're going on here, there's a purpose for it. If you're on the path, don't get off. The bald way, it don't only just lead to hell, but for Christians, it leads to destruction in their life. It looks good. It looks like you can get on there and, boy, you can hammer down. Let the hair go through you hair and turn your radio up loud and let her go. It'll feel good for a while, but it'll lead to destruction. Slow down and get you on your little pig path somewhere. Drive about 10 miles an hour. If you do run off the road, you ain't going to get hurt. And just see what God has in store for you. All the fruits.
Amen.
Stay on the path. Stay on course, church. I love you, and I'm preaching this not to be a jerk or smart aleck or bring anybody out. If anybody's ever been off course, it's Jeff Likens. But after I got as low as I could go, I watched my wife turn blue, not breathing. And I said, Lord, if you'll help me, I'll try. That was my very words. A giant to be a man that couldn't read, standing up behind a book board. It was a giant to be impossible. I didn't think there was no way. And he helped me. When I on my call, people said, not Jeff Likens. They couldn't believe it. Some still can't believe it. If you'll stay on course, he'll help you.
Amen.
There's nothing too big for God.
Amen.
I'm sorry, this has took so long. No, I ain't.
Amen.
Your life is worth 40 minutes.
Amen.
I want the best for you. And it's the land of milk and honey. You can have that. Brother, if you got a song, I'll try to shut up if I can. Go ahead.